Americans.
The commercial insurers who have made a commitment, Medicaid, which has an obligation to do it, the uninsured through the Provider Relief Fund, and we're working through the last stages of Medicare fee-for-service.
Health and Human Services Chief of Staff Paul Mango. The Trump administration says it believes a vaccine might be available before the end of the year. Health and Human Services top spokesman Michael Caputo, accused of political interference in the nation's coronavirus response, is taking a leave of absence.
Caputo apologized to his staff on Tuesday for a Facebook video in which he reportedly said scientists battling the coronavirus are conspiring against President Trump and warned of shooting in America if the president were to lose the November election.
Fox's John Decker in Washington. America is listening to Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Prolific rainfall amounts from Sally continue to be dumped on Alabama through the nighttime hours tonight and even into tomorrow. Easily, many towns could see 4 to 8 inches, some towns more than that. It'll be windy. Wind advisory in effect. Wind gusts as high as 45 miles per hour. Periods of heavy rain. Flash flood watch. Overnight low temperature 71. Even tomorrow, showers likely, perhaps a thunderstorm, high around 80. Just a slight chance of showers on Friday. Hey, our free weather app is going to be your best friend. It's going to instantly alert you to watches or warnings for your location, and there's going to be a bunch of them tonight. Get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASC Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASC Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
The following is a paid program by Earnest Financial. The views and opinions are solely those of the hosts and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Is the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
And now, the legal disclaimer. All matters discussed on the Health and Wealth Show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to their accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our highly qualified representatives prior to implementation. And that's the legal disclaimer.
Say no more!
Is your money working for you? Would you like higher returns with lower risks? David Earnest of Earnest Financial Retirement Rollovers has custom-tailored strategies. With over 30 years in the industry, let him help you achieve your dreams. Earnest Financial, where they are always earnest about your money. Visit retirewithearnest.com or call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Earnest Financial.
Now we have over 120 million dead from COVID.
It's an idiotic statement.
No respect at all.
I tell you, sometimes I can't take it no more.
Corn Pop was a bad dude.
Now for another item with a tropical flavor.
Yeah.
Welcome to Conspiracy Night on the Health and Wealth Show. Our special guest tonight is Terry Adams. Remember, the truth is out there. We invite you to open your eyes and take a look. Now, here's your host, David Earnest.
Thank you, Rusty, who's not here.
He's somewhere.
He's doing better. The irony of it all. You know, you said something a little earlier, Matthew. It is very much irony that we are soaking and the West is burning.
Mm-hmm. It is.
You know, it's kind of... kind of a big irony there.
It's even crazier that the idea that both could be by design.
Isn't that something?
Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, most things could be by design that are going on. And that's something very interesting. You know, when we do a financial plan, it's by design.
Exactly.
It's by design for the person individually. We take different ideas and different things and put them together just for that person. So it's designed exactly the way they need it. We don't try to do cookie cutter stuff.
No.
Not for the person. We sit down. We spend usually an average of 1 to 2 hours, depending on the situation, of trying to get that design correct as far as like asking questions and trying to get kind of information so that we can put it together. And then when it's all put together, it tastes real good. And
everybody's financial situation is different.
Right. You know? And it won't burn up with it won't burn up on you, and you won't drown in all the different technicalities that some plans will drown you with. You know, there's so many different things that you have to keep up with and buttons you got to push and everything. Simplicity is good. You don't want too much. You don't want to drown in all the details, and you certainly don't want your portfolio to burn up like the West. If something catches on fire, like the stock market burns down or something like that. So, you know, everything is by design, just like Terry said, mm-hmm. you know. And, you know, we think that everything that they're trying to do to us has a design to it. And sometimes it's a motive, and sometimes it's the motive that we shouldn't be pointing toward, like take your money away from you. Tax you to death, mm-hmm. Steal your freedoms. Oh, you know, that's not the design that our forefathers designed.
Not at all.
Defund the police. It's I saw today. I was thinking. I wonder what people are thinking about that right now. That are being rescued. That are being sheltered. That are being mm-hmm. protected by the police, the firemen out there, paramedics. People. You know, in a time of need. Isn't it funny how that changes the perspective of
things?
You
better believe it. Brings it home, doesn't it?
It does.
You know, there's all kinds of things that are going on. Like, for example, the liberals say they want to give us relief. They want to give us relief. They want us to have relief from what's happening with the coronavirus. But yet they won't even agree to do anything to give us relief. You know, mm-hmm. It's just like you were saying a little earlier when we were talking, Matthew, about the trees out west. They could have been doing some things to keep these things from burning, but yet they won't let them have that relief because why?
Well, it has to do with deforestation. There's so much.
That's right.
They could, you know, strategically find a way to keep these things from just spreading in such massive amounts of acres, millions of acres.
All the undergrowth.
I mean, yeah, it's like a forest of kindling waiting to go.
Yeah,
I mean, they could find
controlled burn.
I
clear
like
cut.
The way you said that. The thing is, you know, the financial advisors of the world could find a way to keep people from burning down their retirement plans, but yet they don't want to change the system. They want to continue running it on stuff that is old, outdated, antiquated, and, you know, what was good for your forefathers. Model Ts are not good for us anymore.
No.
These things need updating. How long do you use... What was that first software that came out years ago?
MS-DOS.
How long are you going to keep using MS-DOS?
I'm still rocking it, baby.
Yeah, floppy disk.
8.5-inch wide floppy disk.
Absolutely.
What, 20 kilobytes of memory on the entire thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll kill you, all right. So, you know, by design, we humans are meant to improve ourselves. And when we miss the boat and we don't improve ourselves and we don't try to make things better, look what happens to the world. You know, when you try to steal from the people who have, you know, accumulated their wealth. And I'm not talking about the rich people. I'm talking about the main breadwinner middle class.
Middle class, yeah.
They do not deserve giving these people that are rioting and stealing and doing all these crazy things that the liberals want them to do. They do not deserve that kind of treatment when they work so hard. They're the worker bees of this nation.
That's right.
This nation wouldn't function without the middle class.
No.
Built it.
I mean, if it gets to the point where there is no middle class, you'll see a much different structure of government, of society.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what we're seeing.
I mean, you know.
It's coming. It's coming.
You're right.
It's very foreshadowing. what's happening
scary
right now.
What they want. I was talking to a friend of mine today, and they were talking about their child, one of their children. I'm not going to talk about any names, but they were concerned about these children, or should I say young adults, listening to all this stuff that's being said and very concerned about, you know, these people need your money. They need you to pay more taxes to take care of these people who didn't work. I'm sorry. I do not adhere to the fact that if you have saved your money and built up your retirement plan,
you've done the right thing all your life, right?
Correct. Right. Yeah. That you should give it to someone else who didn't.
Right. Absolutely agree.
And that's what they want to redistribute your wealth,
that's
our
exactly
wealth.
Exactly what they're doing.
Well, the country, you know, it goes through these cycles. We had the 50s, you know, that was a product of a generation, the greatest generation, in my mm-hmm. opinion, of Americans.
Amen.
They came back from World War II. Mm-hmm. Look at what they did. Look at the things they created.
Yes.
Look at the, you know, the amount of money that was generated off of those businesses. Now you've got a society that's full of people that are enabled. They're not moving forward. They're not doing anything. They're just kind of leeching.
Well said.
And you can't keep moving forward as a society when you've got, you know, that much of a populace that's totally enabled and dependent upon their government.
They're parasitic.
Yeah. So, you know, what we're here to do is to protect you from that happening. Protecting.
Exactly.
We want to protect your money. We want to protect you, what you've worked your entire life for.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe if you're just getting started, we can still help you. Give us a call at 279-7431. It costs nothing.
Well, they had the Fed meeting, David.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, they had the Fed meeting, and he said they're not going to talk about raising rates for the decade.
I'm not surprised.
So that means inflation, right?
Well, when they say they're not going to raise the rates, mm-hmm. yes, it means inflation because, mm-hmm. well, it depends on what you believe in. I mean, Volcker, back in the, you know, the 70s, he believed that interest rates going up would tame inflation. You know, if he's correct, and of course, we don't know what's causing this low inflationary period of time. They say they don't understand what's going on. They really don't understand why it's not inflating. And there's a lot of things that are going on and why it's not inflating. Right now, one of the things that's going on is because they killed the economy.
Mm-hmm.
They shot it in the head, you know. And it's almost dead. It's on a respirator right now. If they'll let it get out of bed, it wants to get out of bed. But it's got the coronavirus, and they won't let it out. And they're saying, no, 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 you can't get up and start working again.
Well said.
No, 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 you've got to keep this. You've got to stay an invalid, even though you're not one. You've got to act like you're one. I'm talking about the economy. I'm not talking mm-hmm. about persons. I'm not talking about, you know, I'm not. Maybe I am making a parody
here.
No,
you're not making sport of anybody. You're talking about the economy.
Exactly. So the point is, until Trump gets what he wants, and that is to turn the economy loose,
mm-hmm.
let it do its thing, there's not going to be any inflation because it's dead. But it's sitting there ready to inflate. It's sitting there ready to go. And yes, we'll get inflation. We'll get massive inflation probably. Down the road, look at the gold, look at the silver, look at the platinum, look at all those precious metals. Are they setting still or are they going through the roof?
They're going through the roof.
The price to build a home right now is through the roof. Lumber has gone up mm-hmm. astronomically over mm-hmm. the past month. I mean, things are changing. You know, interest rates are super low, but I mean, the price of things, the cost of things is going up because, mm-hmm. you know, natural resources are
right.
So the
things that you need to do when you have potential of inflation or even deflation.
Which can be a bad thing also.
Yeah, it can be a bad thing. Right now we're deflating in some areas like, you know, gas and oil and things like that. Why? Because nobody's buying it. Nobody's buying it because they're not building things right now. Why are they not building things? Because the liberals shut it down. That's why.
Mm-hmm.
They shut it down. They want it shut down. Why do they want it shut down? There's a lot of people who, and I find this hard to believe. I'm starting to believe it more. Some people swear it's being shut down so that Trump will lose.
Yes. That's true.
Absolutely.
And there's a big reason behind that, and it's not just so the Democrats can occupy the White House. There's a lot more to it.
A lot more to it.
Yes.
Well, I think it comes down, from my viewpoint, to the redistribution of wealth.
Yes.
They want your stuff.
Absolutely.
They do. And they can't get it when they got a guy up there saying, no, you can't have their stuff. I'm not going to let you have it.
Exactly.
I'm blocking you from taxing them. I'm blocking you from regulating the heck out of them. And I'm blocking you from getting it the way you want to get it. You know, if you're going to get it the right way. Don't take it all away from them. And I think they want him out of the way.
I think they're it's like the wolf is at the door, you know, and it's just a matter of time.
Yeah, it is. It is.
It's a matter of time.
Once Trump, I'm assuming Trump is going to win, and I believe he will. Once he's done this next 4 years, what then? That's what scares me.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, like, who could take his place?
I don't trust Pence as far as I can throw him.
No, Pence is a yes man.
He is. He's a Jesuit. He's a yes man.
He's
a
yes man. I mean, he's nice. He's a nice yes man.
He looks just like Race Bannon from Johnny Quest.
I mean, he does.
I never thought of it.
He looks just like him.
God, he does.
And, you know, he's, I mean, I have to respect the way he is, but he is not going to go after people's throats like Trump will to get things done.
You're right.
He'll back off. I don't know if there'll ever be another Trump. I mean, they're trying to groom his son. I don't know if that could happen or not.
I hope not.
You hope not?
Hey, we have a call. I hope not.
Okay.
Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Hello, this is Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah, I was just listening to y'all a moment ago, and y'all were talking about the way things have come, you know, and the people don't have no more common sense. And it reminded me of a story, something that I'll never forget. I work with the Department of Transportation.
Yeah. Chris? Chris?
Present how the items are issued.
Yeah.
And I will never forget this phone call I got several years ago. A lady or somebody at some section wanted a couple packs of AA batteries, which, of course, they don't come by the pack. They know they come by each individual battery. So I talked to her on the phone, and like a broken skipping record, I explained to her, you know, those don't come by the pack. They come by each. How many do you need, ma'am? And this repeated two more times, exact same words, exact same thing. Oh, I need two packs. Well, I decided right then, I was about to start pulling the hair out of my head. I decided to give her a shot of coffee in her arm. I said, well, right now, the packs we have 100 batteries in each pack, so you want 200 batteries? Oh, no, I just need 12.
There you go. There you go. Now we get to the crux of the matter now.
I will never forget that.
Yep. I worked for the state for 7 years, so I have stories, too.
Packs come by the six when I buy them.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, really.
That's it.
Really.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sometimes you just can't get through to people.
No.
They just
you try
and get
try.
It. And
I've talked to some other people that didn't even know how to use a ruler.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, try asking somebody if they know how to use a slide ruler. Try that
one. Oh, God, yeah.
You know what? I found one. I found one earlier. I've got one. I need to. I have no idea how to use it.
I'll show you
how to test.
I have one, too.
I would love to learn.
I can show you.
Yeah.
I've had to use them.
In case we got to go off the grid.
I'm telling how old I am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've also had, we stock envelopes, too, and we, you know.
Chris?
The DOT is
Chris,
losing.
They are. The DOT is censoring his phone call.
They have cut him
They've
off.
They've cut you off, Chris. Buddy, I'm sorry. We lost you. I don't know
Thanks
how.
For the call. Though.
Thanks for the call.
Yeah.
Appreciate
thank
that.
Thank you. They're listening.
I work for the state, and I work for the Department of Industrial Relations, which is unemployment. And after 7 years, we have to destroy the files, take them to the dump, and sign an affidavit that we watched them be destroyed. Well, back then, a pickup truck was free if you wanted to take a truck to the dump, or they would charge you by the pound.
Mm.
So we had probably 15 pickup trucks full of my old microfiche.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, why don't we get one of the big state trucks, take one trip, pay for it, get it done. Oh, no.
Yes.
Nobody wanted to be the one to authorize that money.
That's
so we
efficient.
Had to make 15 different trips on that one pickup truck because it was free.
Yep.
And it cost, there's no telling how much more it cost us.
Oh, no.
That's just kind of how they think.
That's the way it works,
you
know. The more bureaucracy that you have, the more waste you have.
Yes, bingo.
And, you got that right.
And if it has all these rules and regulations, you notice I'm saying this word regulations tied to it, you know, you have to go around the world to get a mile.
Exactly. It's crazy.
And nobody's accountable. It's not my fault.
Exactly.
The regulations are in place.
When you release the ability for a human to think outside the box,
bingo,
you're going to get more efficiency, tremendously more. That's why when Trump deregulated things, the economy exploded.
Mm-hmm. Just get out of the way and let capitalism go.
And then they sent the coronavirus to it.
To shut it down purposely.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. It sure looks like, of course, they're talking about the vaccine. You know, whether the vaccine's going to work or not work or whatever. I don't think the vaccine is going to be the answer to getting this economy rolling. Maybe psychologically it will for some people, but really the thing that's going to get the economy rolling is to let it roll.
Exactly. Get out of the way and let it roar.
Get out of the way and let it go. That's what he tried to do, and then he got clobbered for thinking outside the box, you know. And, really, I think I know what he was trying to do. He was trying to not let it run off the wheels as far as, being so absurd about this coronavirus. Listen, I know the coronavirus kills people. I know the coronavirus is awful. I believe even it may be worse than the flu. Okay, I'll give you that. But the point is the medicine that they're giving us or making us take worse than the disease?
Yes, it is. It sure seems that way.
And we don't give you a spoonful of sugar to make it go down.
Don't even get a
spoonful of something.
Yeah, that's a spoonful, all right.
Yeah, and it's not through your mouth, it's somewhere else.
Yeah. Yeah, to me, it seems pretty clear that everything Trump had accomplished in 3.5 years, and he got a lot done.
Bingo.
They get killed in 4 months. Boom.
Isn't that something?
It's amazing.
Isn't that something? And they try to make him look like he's an idiot, but he's not. He's very shrewd. I mean, the things that they see him doing makes them scared of letting him continue. Mm-hmm. This man makes too much sense, and okay, if you want the economy to roar, take the regulation off and let people think outside the box.
Exactly.
He did that.
Yes,
they're going,
did.
Oh, no, we can't do that. We're going to lose some control. We're going to lose jobs, Our products that we have, that we deal with, they exploded. When he did this, I can do things like give you tremendously better returns. Yes, better returns. Better bonuses. Better returns. Better products. Better protection. I'm looking at it. I see it. And I'm going, where did all that regulation help? I don't get it. How did it help? Now, I get it. You got to have some. You can't let people be stealing things and doing things. I get that. You got to have your basic protection.
Right.
But to strangle an economy and strangle a business or, the financial services business, to strangle it and not let it do how to do.
Bad eggs are going to find a way, no matter how much regulation you got.
True.
I mean, and, look at the war on drugs. Boom. It just goes to show you. I mean, they're still here. It's still a problem.
Well, that's another show altogether. Another.
I know. I'm just saying.
Just say no.
Just say no.
Just say no. That's all you got to do.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
You can't make somebody want to do something.
Bingo. That's it.
You can't make somebody want to do something.
Right.
But if you try to punish them, they're going to resent. If you try to take something from them, they're going to resent.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, the liberals have taken away all the opportunity for the inner cities. They may say they're for them.
They're not.
But then do they not help them? Why do they just keep them, stagnated? Trump says he wants to help them. They won't let him. Until these folks can better themselves, have opportunities to get more education or more job training and be part of the economy, how can they live in the inner city? That's the reason why this stuff is going on.
Uh-huh.
The problem is not the ability to change it. The problem is that the liberals won't let it happen.
Exactly. And if you look at every one of these inner cities, democratically controlled, that's the problem. Because look at who started the KKK, Democrat. Every civil rights piece of legislation that came forward, the Democrats tried to kill it or filibuster it to death. The Democrats,
yeah,
they're anti-black. They've always been, but they turn everything around and claim the Republicans and Donald Trump are racist. Well, that's simply not true.
No, it's not true at all. Not true at all. If you want to give everybody an opportunity, whether they're white, black, or whatever race they are, that's a good thing.
It's absolutely.
But when you want to just, like, make believe that they can't do anything, so therefore you got to keep them enabled forever, enabling does what?
Oh, God.
It just kills.
It does. It kills the spirit.
So that's what they're doing. They want to enable and take away from you, if you're able, and get you to keep enabling them.
Yep.
You know, we've got to have a better system. We have got to fix it where if people work, they get rewarded.
Yes.
And if they don't work, they don't get rewarded.
Absolutely.
That's the reason why the $600 a week extra benefit was paying people more money was absurd.
It takes away your what incentive do you have?
Yeah.
We lost two employees because of that.
I mean, people walk off jobs.
Think about what the people who are working and getting less, how absurd was that to them? They're thinking, I'm not being rewarded for working.
Exactly.
I'm being punished.
It costs money to work. You got to have a car. You got to have insurance. You got to have clothes. I mean, all the different things it takes to get up and go to work. Why should you do that when you can sit on your butt, watch TV, and get just as much money from the government? That's insane for the government to even do that.
And there's nothing racial about that either.
No,
let me tell you,
not.
They want us to be divided. I watch my kids. I've got a 6-year-old and a 4-year-old. And let me tell you, you're born, you don't know what, you don't know anything. Everybody's equal to you. As a kid, this stuff
you don't
is
know
taught,
race.
It's learned,
that's right.
It's behavioral,
better
and
it.
It's wrong. And it needs to be, they need to stop. I mean, it should just be a man or a woman or whatever you want to identify as. I mean, who freaking cares?
We're all brothers.
What you know, the pigmentation of your skin is.
Yeah, well,
I don't.
Yep.
That's right. It's all about the
I don't think Donald Trump does.
No, I don't think so either. The thing is, they're trying to make, you know, conservatives look like they're racist. And that's part of their game.
It is.
Their game plan. And some of the particular groups are catching on. Like, I got out of an elevator the other day, and we were talking about Donald Trump, and this Latino person said, "Hey, I'm voting for Trump, and right on." And I'm going, hey,
awesome.
They're getting the message, right? You know, they know that they are here legally, working legally, making money legally, paying taxes legally. They don't want someone jumping over the wall coming and taking their money either.
Well, they also see what socialism does to a country, too.
Bingo.
Exactly.
You know, I have close to it. Yeah, I have some friends that are from Venezuela, and they'll straight up tell you, it's bad.
It's
the government
terrible.
Says, oh, we're here for you, and then you have a natural disaster, something bad happens, they're nowhere to be found.
Exactly.
I think we get a phone call.
We do. Hey, caller, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hey, this is Sam.
Hey, Sam.
Hey, Sam.
Yeah, I'm down here in Pike County. I'm standing here in the dark. The power finally went out.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
You got candles, flashlights?
I got all that stuff, man. You know, I'm square away.
That's
good
your
batteries.
Ex-military. Of course you do.
That's it. I got rechargeable C batteries. Let me tell you, you got to hunt for those.
I know you do.
But you gentlemen, y'all talk about being saving money and making money, doing the right thing. Did you hear the top of the hour break? There's a freebie. There's a freebie the government has for all of us. They said they've got the vaccine will be provided for COVID. Yeah, they said it, man. It was right when y'all.
How nice of them.
It's going to be free. They said two words. It'll be free and safe. And I thought, man, they emphasized that there it was. That was, anyway, I just wanted to touch base and throw that in there. But
thanks,
hey,
do you get a free sucker after that shot?
you're
the sucker.
You're
that's
the sucker.
It. I was waiting.
Thank
you, Terry.
Yeah. Oh, man. Bye, y'all.
See you, Sam. Take care, buddy.
Well, I guess we need to take a break here.
Yep. We are right at break time. You're listening to Health and Wealth. We will be back after this really short rust. Well, this isn't, I think this actually is a Matthew commercial. Let's find
out.
We'll
see what it is.
Yes, going way back to that.
Good advice is sometimes hard to come by. That's why you should find a financial professional you can trust. There may not be such a thing as a perfect investment. Every financial choice involves trade-offs. It is helpful to have a financial professional on your side to help you organize your goals and have a better understanding of the pros and cons of any financial decision. At Earnest Financial, we focus on working with you to meet your financial goals and provide the advice that can help minimize the hazards you may face. Give our office a call at 334-279-7431 or visit us online at retirewithearnest.com.
Guys, we are back. Back from the commercial.
We're back.
Yes, we are. You're back. You're listening to Health and Wealth.
It's still raining outside, I think.
Oh, man. The rain. Earlier, I had to turn my umbrella sideways to stay dry. The rain's coming down at such an angle, and the clouds are tearing across the sky, so it's bad.
I had to turn mine sideways to keep it from ripped out of my hands.
Oh, yeah, mine too. You know. But, folks, the stock market, as you well know, or you should know by now, is very volatile. And, I mean, for my show on Saturday nights, I do a lot of research. I go to probably 50 different websites and look for information, and I keep seeing a consistent theme, everybody warning about the stock market. Warning, 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 warning. Don't get caught up in that. This man can help you. He has programs where if the stock market collapses, you will not be affected. But if the stock market goes up, you're going to make money. It sounds too good to be true, but trust me, it's not. 272-9228 is the number here. And David, I'm sorry, I don't know your number off the top of my head.
279-7431 for
our
office. 279-7431. Or go to retirewithearnest.com. That's EARNEST, retirewithearnest.com.
Yes, David Earnest is in here and his son Matthew here. Both work same company, and they're here to help you. They are asset preservationists. I think I said that right.
You got it.
They want to protect your money, but they can't do that unless you ask them to. So 272-9228. Where were we? What were we talking? We were talking about the government getting out of the way and letting capitalism run, and Donald Trump.
Getting out of the way and letting people think outside the box.
Yes. That's what's made America great.
You know.
Absolutely.
We try to do that. We do that. We think outside the box.
You have to.
We have found out a system of how to make these annuities pay more money than they're supposed to. And it's pretty phenomenal. I can't get into it over the radio because it's too much detail. And I'd have to put so many footnotes to it. But
man,
if you're interested.
All that lawyer-ist talk, yeah.
Yes. So if you want to know how we can make, these things jump and, do all kinds of tricks, come talk to us, 279-7431. We can show you how you can make something work better than it was intended. And the reason why we can is because the regulation hasn't killed it yet. Regulation is a good thing to some extent, but when regulation starts hurting the individual, mm-hmm. when regulation starts slowing down the economy, when regulation starts tearing up things and making things less efficient, like Elizabeth Warren wants, like some of these liberals want with these financial plans. When you start putting the Department of Labor in charge and trying to let the Department of Labor tell the Securities Exchange Commission or the Alabama Exchange Commission how to do their job, something's wrong.
Yeah, everything's bass-ackwards.
You don't want that. In other words, someone trying to regulate the regulatory mm-hmm. people.
Yeah.
This is what these fools want to do.
They want to seize control, David.
And so Trump turned that around, mm-hmm. and he's made it where the Department of Labor can't do that. The Democrats are over there screaming, saying, as soon as we get back in there, we're going to reactivate mm-hmm. that thing, and we're going to regulate the heck out of you. And guess what? All the products will go down. They're going to try to make everybody look like the same. Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen the, 1984 and some other things where everybody looks the same? Everybody don't need. What was that?
It's kind of scary. Huh?
It is. Yeah. It's freaky.
Okay. Yeah, we've got a show.
Hey, talk caller, you are on the air.
Hey there. You just said a key thing. I don't know if you even knew that you said it.
What did I say?
But the what you said that David can't help you unless you call and ask him.
Yes.
Okay. So the government can't step in and help all these cities that are being burned and everything unless the people who run the cities call and ask them.
That is correct.
So,
correct.
So,
states' rights.
All of these cities burning and all of that, that is not Trump's fault.
No, it's not.
No.
And everybody's going, oh, well, Trump did do it. No. Trump has the resources to go in there and stop all that foolishness. But he can't do it until the city's asked.
That's right. It's unconstitutional unless they ask him to.
So I'm tired of hearing all this. Oh, well, it's Trump's fault. No, it's not. Get over it.
I agree.
Trump is he's a capitalist. Let him be.
Amen.
We need to just let them be capitalists.
It's exactly what this country was established.
Let the states regulate themselves, right?
That's their job.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that was the most brilliant thing that President Trump did when he said, it ain't on me, it's on your governor.
That's right.
Yep. Bingo. Okay?
And the thing about it was, everybody was blaming Trump, but when he came across and he put it that way, then there's no way that they can blame him now.
That's
I mean,
right.
They can blame him all they want to, but they're just idiots because they can't blame.
Amen.
Well said.
Amen.
All right, fellas. Thanks a lot.
You
be
safe out there. Appreciate the call, man.
Yeah, you can't argue with logic.
No.
And, I'll give Trump's delivery is not always the best, but he's straight and to the point, and he cuts like a knife.
He's a
fighter.
He's a brash New York fighter.
Oh, he hurt my feelings.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Sorry.
You really get over it.
States he's a
rights.
Sucker.
States' rights.
They're trying to make him violate the Constitution, and the man has an IQ of 170.
Oh, he's
playing chess, and they're playing checkers. They're not going to box him in.
No. But states' rights, that's what we were built on.
That's where
we came from, states' rights. You know, the federal government is just supposed to be an adhesive to us. But if we don't like what's going on, we're supposed to be able to resist some.
As a matter of fact, Abraham Lincoln said, it is our duty to change the government when it becomes tyrannical. It's not just our right, it's our duty.
Yeah.
That's what Lincoln said.
Yeah, well, you know what Lincoln did, so...
I know he went to a theater and got his brains blown out.
Well, I'm not a fan of Lincoln.
I'm not either, because he violated the Constitution.
I am not a fan of Lincoln. Bingo. I know that he hid behind the reason to start the war, and I'm not going to go there, but the fact is that war was fought on... Another reason whatsoever.
Yes,
in other words, to take the money away from the South.
The South had the fourth largest economy in the world.
Yes.
I'll tell you this. Think about this for a second. Those soldiers out there fighting during the Civil War. What do you think they were thinking about? They were scared that they were losing their own homes.
Their land.
They didn't own...
No.
They didn't own a plantation.
No, they didn't know anything. No.
They didn't own it.
No.
They were right down there.
I'm sick and tired of seeing all these lies and this manufactured history. Just like the fake news that we get when President Trump is ridiculed, it's all manufactured lies.
It really is.
And they're changing, and they're trying to rewrite history, and they're trying to tell you that regulation is good. To the extreme, and it also trying to convince you that for you to give them your resources and your money is good, which I don't get that one at all. But, what is wrong with these liberals? And, why is it location? I mean, the South, is it going to rise again? Is the South and the Midwest the only ones that understand conservatism? I mean, I talk to people in other areas, and they say, man, if we could just get rid of them, we could have a good state here.
Maybe we should build, instead of building a border wall around, in front of Mexico, we should go around New York and California.
Probably, the Mason-Dixon line.
They want to have, listen, they've already had their own deal up there in, above California,
are you talking about in Seattle?
Portland or where?
CHOP or whatever it was called.
CHOP. They had their own city.
Yeah, how long did that last?
Not very long when someone's trying to kill somebody.
Yeah.
You know, no police is not a good thing.
No.
So, we basically need the rights of being protected so that we can do the things that we want to do, and build the things we want to build as long as we don't hurt our neighbor.
Right.
But for your neighbor to infringe on you and to keep you from being what you are supposed to do or want to do or to improve yourself, that's a sin.
That's right. That's wrong.
And that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to take over your business. Mm-hmm. Literally. Not just your business, but your human rights, your business.
To me, David, as a business owner, what I see is it's like they make up stuff so they can justify creating a whole nother agency or a whole nother group of people. For instance, our used tires. When somebody comes in and gets new tires on their motorcycle or their ATV, we have to dispose of the old tires.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have to spray insect repellent inside the tires. We have to keep the receipts from where we bought it. We have to show where the EPA where we sprayed it, so to keep mosquito growth down. That's another new rule that they've come up with.
From standing water
from
in
standing
the
water in the tires. Yeah.
Crazy.
It's just, it goes on and on and on and on.
And it gives on being more and more and more expensive.
And they need more people to be the ones to go around and make sure this is being done, to enforce it. So it just, the bureaucracy never stops growing.
It never
stops. Constantly
and if you give them
bigger,
the power to push you around, they'll do it.
You better believe they will.
And they'll take delight in it.
Revenue enhancement.
You know, we've got to keep that under control. When you've got too much regulation and too many regulatory people, it's going to stifle business. Mm-hmm. It's going to stifle your life.
Yes, it will.
And see, that's what we're trying to do. In our business, we are trying to let products be very innovative. We're trying to use the ones that are very innovative. We're trying to promote them to be very innovative. We're trying to make things better than they're supposed to be, or at least as good as it should be. You know, we don't want the regulation to come in and say, okay, you got to do this. Everybody's got to do the same thing. You need freedom of enterprise. You need freedom of choice within reason. You've got to be able to think outside the box and make things better. And you've got to be able to protect yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, the United States, they've got bombs and military to protect themselves. Why can't individuals have things that protect themselves too, you know, our cities or towns?
Mm-hmm.
But when you don't protect yourself, CHOP is a perfect example of being chopped off
mm-hmm.
from the rest of us and not having protection.
Exactly.
You know, it's just a disgrace that we have this much idiocy, is what I'm going to call it, because it doesn't make any sense at all to me for people to want to try to steal other people's stuff
mm-hmm.
and think that it's right. It's just beyond me. I'm going, I can't believe that they think that these folks that have worked so hard need to give you something for not working at all.
Exactly.
You know? And why can't people understand that?
Why do the
politicians want to just take your stuff anyway?
Good question.
You know?
Yeah.
And that gives me a job, I guess, but...
yeah.
I love it when you get fired up about it.
Yeah, me too. The passion comes out, and I love to hear that.
Well, you know, I become very passionate because people bring these problems to me all the time. I look at them and, you know, really, I try to fix a lot of them. Some of them are unfixable, but most of the time we can make things work better than, you know, than they were working. And sometimes mm-hmm. we can make them work so good, we just feel so good about it, you know. If you can conserve a family's assets, you know, no matter how much or how less it is, the fact that this family that's worked so hard can pass down to their children or their grandchildren these assets without worrying about them being invaded and taken away by taxes.
Stolen
by stock market drops, stolen by, you know, reducing your Social Security, et cetera, et cetera. These are the things that we work on very hard, and we work with attorneys and accountants and everyone else about tax deferral, tax-free, and these kind of things, and conservation, you know, asset preservation, that's what we call ourselves,
mm-hmm.
because it's more than just the stock market. There's a lot of things about preserving your assets that don't deal with the stock market or growth of money, you know. You can lose your money a lot of different ways. You could not have insurance on your house and it burned up,
mm-hmm.
and it's gone, right?
That's right.
Okay. You same thing with your investments or your retirement plan. You could have insurance on your investment, and then if it did burn down, it don't go away. That's what we do. We have insurance on your investment, so if it stock market mm-hmm. burns down, yours don't go away.
Haven't met a client yet that said, I bequeath all of my wealth to the federal government upon my death. I mean, it just doesn't happen.
No.
No, I've had some that say some choice words about it, though.
And trust me, they're going to probably get their cut anyway.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And you must pay taxes.
Yeah.
The Internal Revenue Service.
But to pay more than you deserve.
That's the whole... That's
why?
It.
Why put yourself in that situation? And then, you know, say you lose half of it in the stock market and the other half gets taxed to death. Where did you come... Why did you let that happen?
What's the point?
Yeah. What's the point in working your butt off to get it to start with?
It was Donald Trump's fault.
Right. Yeah, that racist Trump. Yeah.
Yeah, you can talk about strategies all you want, long-term strategies all you want, but if a 10 or 15 or 20-year bad period of time happens in the economy, no strategy other than guaranteed asset preservation is going to save your hide.
That's nothing. Right.
Because what? It can all erode, and it can erode overnight.
Mm-hmm.
Buying gold, silver, and all that other stuff, it might not work. You know, you can't eat it. I know that.
That's right.
And I'm not against people buying gold and silver. It's just the fact is, you know, right now everybody's on a kick about buying gold, silver, and platinum because they think that it's going to go through the roof, you know, with inflation. Next thing you know, it's going to collapse, just like oil.
If you're buying it, it's a tangible thing.
I was going to say,
you've got it.
You got it in your hand.
Yeah, don't.
No, bullion is right. a lot different than buying gold coins.
I understand the logic in that much more than, my portfolio is full of it. I mean, it's still numbers on a paper.
It's not tangible.
And the same thing about being too conservative and going to the bank and putting all your money in a bank that pays you 0.2%. You talk about being robbed blind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if inflation's running at 2% and they're paying you 0.2%, you're losing 20 times each year.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? In other words,
you're paying money just to store your money.
You're paying 20 times for them to hold it. In other words, they're paying you 0.2 and running at 2 inflation, 2%. If it's eroding 2% and they're paying you 0.2, you lost 20 times as much for them to hold it. Like you said, you're paying them to hold it.
Wow.
And that's what's set up right now. There's ways around it. I mean, the least you need to make is 2 or 3% to at least hold. That is not discounting taxes. See, the thing about it, putting money in a bank, and I'm not knocking banks, they've got a purpose, but you have to pay taxes every year on that return. Mm-hmm. If you're in a program like we can do, you don't pay taxes every year. You may never pay taxes any year. Plus, you make not 2%, but probably more like 4, 5, 6, 7, 8%.
Sweet.
And no taxes if we put it together right. Look, guys, there's a whole big difference in the two, especially if they're both very, very safe. Banks are safe. I get it. The government's behind them. Insurance companies are safe, too. There's a lot of insurance company assets behind that. So if you look at history, you won't find hardly anybody's ever lost any money in the insurance company. As a matter of fact, I can't find it myself.
Wow.
You can find where people lost a lot of money in banks.
Sure.
But yet we trust them. Why? FDIC, I guess. But the point I'm trying to make is, don't invest your long-term goals, your long-term money, in a short-term instrument like a bank.
Right.
It's not going to pay off. You're going to lose worse, probably, than putting it in the stock market over long periods of time. You've got to use banks for what their usage is for, and that is for, you know, writing checks and keeping some cash around. But the rest of that money needs to be working.
For you.
For
absolutely,
you.
Instead of the bank.
And low risk work. Mm-hmm. Working at low risk, making good returns. That's what you need.
And then you can take some of that good hard-earned return and go down to Adams Motorsports.
There you go.
And buy some fun with it.
Just there think about go. That. If you made, this is a person today that came in and they instantly got 15% up front, okay?
Wow.
Just think about it. If you had $100,000 and you got an extra $15,000 up front, you could buy a motorcycle.
You better believe it. You can buy a side-by-side. You can buy a jet ski.
And you'd still have $100,000.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not saying that works for everybody, and I can't talk about because there's several companies.
Sure.
So we're not going there. But the point is, we have all kinds of products.
Yes, you do.
All kinds of products. We have to sit down with you in detail and go over the good, bad, and ugly of everything because everything has good, bad, and ugly.
Sure does.
Ladies, when you married your husband, you knew he had good, bad, and ugly. I hope you knew that.
He's probably uglier.
You know now.
Yeah, for real. And, of course, all the ladies, they're beautiful forever.
Always.
Yes, always.
They put
a wise man once said.
My mom didn't raise a fool. I know what to, I know not to go up that tree.
What do wise men say?
Wives are always beautiful.
That's what that's it. Absolutely.
And always protect the principal. That's the other thing.
Oh, that's the 11th commandment.
Oh, I like that. Those are the two commandments.
I had a client for years and years. He kept saying to me, David, you know the 11th commandment. And of course, I knew what he was about to say. Thou shalt not spend the principal nor lose it. And I'm going, well, to keep from losing it, you better not put it in the stock market.
You better believe it.
And to keep from, if you can't spend below it, you better be making a good enough return that it's worth having, because at 0.2%, you can't spend very much.
No. You know, I remember growing up and thinking, you know, if you ever managed to acquire $1 million, you could live off the interest. You could live off the interest and be comfortable.
Yes.
Ain't that way anymore.
Remember when $1 million seemed like just an astronomical
amount? But guess what? With us, you can still do that.
Yeah.
There are ways.
It's funny you brought that up, Terry. The stock market people, the people who put you in mutual funds and stocks and things, in the beginning they said, don't ever take out more than 6% of your balance and you'll probably never run out of money, statistically. Then it happened. They ran out. People could run out of money.
Mm-mm.
They changed it to 4%. Never take out more than 4% a year, and the probability is you'll never could run out of money.
Mm-hmm.
And then it happened. People ran out of money.
Mm-hmm.
You know what it is right now?
What?
How much?
2.3. So if you've got $1 million,
wow,
you can take out, according to their numbers, 2.3%, and maybe, statistically, never run out of money. But guess what? It could be eating into your million. You know, the thing about stock markets is that to make sure you don't go away, you can't spend any of it.
That's right.
Because it has to recover.
That's right.
In our programs, that don't work like that. We never lose any of it, so you can spend some of it. And plus, we make money too. So that's the secret. The secret is, yeah, you could take out probably 4%, 5%, 6% a year out of ours and never lose your money.
Not 2.3%. Never touch the principal.
And yeah, right. Probably never touch the principal.
Wow.
So, you know, statistically, that is. You know, but their statistics are now they got to say, never go more than 2.3%. Statistically, you will probably never run out of money.
Probably
now, how absurd is that on $1 million?
Probably.
You mean to tell me I got to live off $23,000 a
quality
year?
Of life. I'm a millionaire, but I'm living like I'm in college.
Well,
exactly.
You got to,
yeah.
Because you might run out of money because the market might crash. Just like you got $1 million, you're taking out, on the old numbers, you're taking out $60,000 a year. It crashes to $500,000. You're taking out $60,000 for 3 or 4 or 5 years.
Game over.
It's gone.
It's game's over.
Game over.
That's the reason why you need to be careful when you get older about investing in the stock market versus doing the way we do it.
Exactly.
It's simple.
You know, if you're young and you got a lot of money burning a hole in your pocket, play the stock market. You never know. You may find that one little company that's going to make you a billionaire.
Right.
Chances are it won't, but you never know. But when you get to be my age, you get on up there, folks, don't gamble with what you're going to have to live on and what's going to keep you alive till you die. Or maybe, God forbid, something happens physically with you and you need medical, someone to come and take care of you. How are you going to pay for that?
Yeah.
You got to take care of these assets. It's very important.
I mean, I'm not against people using the stock market
no,
if they're
not
older,
at all.
But not for the money that they need to live on.
Exactly.
They can have what they call their play money.
There you go.
But
good way to put it.
But
not the crucial money. This is money that's going to keep
you alive. Do not go there if you're over 50 or 60 years
old.
You
remember that book?
Don't do it.
The Millionaire Next Door? You remember that book?
Yes. Yes.
People should go read that book. That's a good book.
It's a good one. Well, The Millionaire Next Door, essentially it boils down to you never know who a millionaire is.
True.
Because they're usually very frugal.
Yeah.
You've got to be shrewd. You need to be saving.
Some of them are much more frugal than others. You never know. It's just like somebody walks into your lobby looking at a motorcycle and they look really bad. Mm-hmm. Do you assume they have no money?
I don't.
I know.
And I preach to my salesman not to. You never assume.
You never know.
Because you don't know.
You don't know.
I'm going to pay cash for that motorcycle right there.
So many stories I could tell you. One quick one. Mark Barnett, 125 national champion, race for Suzuki, one of the most successful motocross racers of all. One of his friends, who I used to work for, they went to they went to a dealership to buy a 930 turbo Porsche. Mark had a suitcase with cash.
Uh-huh.
He had on flip-flops, cut-off shorts. Salesman, they wouldn't come out and talk to him.
You're thinking, this guy just wants a free test drive. Yeah.
So my buddy, who was his friend, took the suitcase, walked up, tapped on the window, opened the suitcase, and showed it to him. closed it, and they went back, got the truck, and left. And he said two salesmen were chasing him down the boulevard going, stop, stop.
We didn't know. We didn't know.
Went to Birmingham, bought a new Porsche.
Can't blame him.
You don't judge a book by its cover.
No, you don't. You don't judge a book by its cover.
And you're right about frugal people. Stories every day, it seems like. Some old woman they used to call the cat woman or something, she dies. Next thing you know, they find $10 million in her basement that she's been hoarding the whole time.
Yeah.
You never know.
And that's to the extreme. So we talk to people about extremes, too. In other words, you can go overboard on anything.
Well,
why save money to never spend it?
Exactly.
Or any of it. You know, just because you want to pass it down, what if you have no children? Why are you doing that? I run into that, too. I run into people who have no one really to pass it down to. And they say, well, maybe I want to pass it on down to some distant relatives. Okay.
I bequeath it to the federal government.
Yeah, last time you met them. I have never met them.
Yep.
They just exist. And you're going to leave it to them? I guess so.
I have a great aunt. Well, I used to have a great aunt that had a Plymouth, I think it was a Belvedere. And she had, those cars used to come with this really ugly plastic coating over the seats. She never took it off. And I'm like, why have you still got, I want the seats to look nice. I said, they're going to look nice for whoever's going to get the car when you sell it. But, you should be enjoying it. Take this crap off and enjoy the upholstery.
For real.
Some people are like that.
Yeah, they are. I think they live in the world of living forever. But now, we have products. People say, I just don't want to ever run out of money. Well, I've got a product that will pay you as long as you're alive. And the last day you die, you'll still have $1 left in your hand, and you can take that to the grave with you.
How about that?
And we got it. We can guarantee it.
Wow. That's perfect.
So if you want to do that, we can do that, too. And we got it guaranteed.
Put it in the casket with you.
Yeah. And if you're cremated, they'll just burn it up with you. there you go.
You'll probably have $1 or $2 or $3 left. But, okay.
We'll tape it to the urn.
Or maybe nothing. But the thing is, the day you die, you pretty well spend it all.
That's true. It really won't matter at that point.
No, it doesn't really matter. So, the people, how do you do that? Well, you need to call me. 279-7431. That's 279-7431. I can tell you how we can fix it where you can spend money, never run out, guaranteed, and the day you die, it's all gone, and you don't have to leave any, and you used it.
You might still show up as a voter in Georgia, but you're
a Democratic voter, by the way.
Oh, yeah, well, you can't guarantee that one.
And your cat. I don't know.
Can't beat that with a stick, David. That's a great program. Gotta love it.
Yeah.
Well, I would say call 272-9228, but we've only got like a minute and a half or 2 minutes. So
279-7431. That's 279-7431. Or go to retirewithernest.com.
Yeah, call this man. Get an appointment because we don't have to want to say all the legal mumbo-jumbo on the air. So get an appointment with him. Everybody's different. Their portfolio's different. Sit down with David, and they can get it all fixed up for you and figure it out. And you can start saving money and get out of the turmoil of the stock market. It's very important, especially right now.
Or get out of the turmoil of a bank not paying very much interest.
There you go.
That's another turmoil.
It's crazy.
It is.
I have people come in all the time and say, I'm not making anything. How much are you making? Nothing.
We weren't making anything until we gave you our money.
No.
And if you're making nothing, you're actually losing.
Well, inflation, even though it's low, 2% or less, you're still losing 2%.
Yeah,
that's right. That money could be generating income from you.
You have got to make at least 2% to stay with it, plus taxes, because they're going to tax you every year on these bank accounts.
You better believe they're going to tax you.
Yep. So...
1 minute.
Yeah.
1 minute left.
Everybody be safe out there.
Yeah. Do you want to close this out, Matthew?
Well, this was a good one. Hopefully, we got some good information across to our listeners. We appreciate you listening. And like we said, just be safe, hunker down, and we'll be back tomorrow night.
Yeah, don't let the weather blow you away, and don't let the stock market blow you away.
Ooh, well said. Exactly. Folks, make sure you got plenty of fresh batteries. Make sure you got candles just in case your power goes out. Water, get some fresh water. Get a Berkey water filter. Just be prepared for what's coming because this weather's crazy.
It is.
It really is.
Yes, it is.
Guys, it was.